Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for W.T. Shelton Construction.
That would be me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on that first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching just from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, they see a Right Choice Construction. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
No,
No, Shelter Construction, Helper Homes. So they're the locals there too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be one of the options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. If we were to program WT in to appear there too, they block out a space for you. So that way you won't share your position either. You'll always be one of the options for people at that moment that they're ready to make that call. You'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't have a website.
I know. So. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, some of them up there have them, some of them don't. It's the position that's valuable, really, not the website. Have you ever thought about getting one?
Yeah, actually, I'm in process right now trying to get one created.
Oh, I see. Okay, are you doing that on your own or hiring outside?
No, I'm doing it on my own.
Oh, very nice. Okay, how long have you been in business in the area there?
Okay, so you tell me, what area are you talking about?
Okay, so the zip code I have is the 24566, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
50-mile radius.
50 miles, okay. In any direction, you're pretty open?
But I can't go into North Carolina. You know, I'm only licensed in the state of Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So to the edge there. Okay. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is William.
William, it's nice to meet you. Is it just you, or are you in like a crew or a partner?
No, I am the owner.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the owner, and so. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, how long have you been in business overall as with the LLC?
So the LLC has been up and running since 2017.
Okay, so 6 years or so. So, okay, you've been operating since 2017, like officially with the LLC, and just now you're building a website. Can I ask? Why now?
Yeah, I've never had to do any advertising, and all of my friends are saying, well, you should get you a website. It'll bring more business. You got to understand. Okay, so I've held a contractor's license since 1999. So I'm 24 years as being self-employed, I guess you may call it. So And I've never had a website. I did advertise one time back in like 2000. It was a weekend spot on the radio. I really didn't get any leads out of it. So I just said, hey, you know, word of mouth is the best advertisement for me. And so generally that's what I've been riding off of, word of mouth.
It is. It definitely is. And the thing about like a radio ad is, okay, so when they're ready to like build a home, right, would they go back to the radio? Like, how are they going to find you once you're on and off? So if we can get you there in front of people at that moment that they're searching on Google, and, I mean, you see value in that, right, if it were affordable?
Right.
Okay, so why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then the good news is if you're building a site, I think I can get a rate reduction if you own your own domain. Let me ask Andy. He's my regional manager for the area, and see if he'll approve that for me. I'll get you that pricing right now. And so, William, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could make that affordable, that's not a bad idea, right? So list yourself there?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean...
Okay. Okay. Well, look.
Yeah, I don't want to sound negative here, but I am so booked up that I really don't know. I mean, there's not enough of me and my company to go around, so I'm struggling trying to find the good help.
Okay, I hear you. So why are you building the website now?
Well, because I feel like. Okay, so I am booked up now. You got to understand, I'm a custom built, a custom home builder, primarily.
Right, right.
Okay,
uh-huh.
residential home. And it's just one of those things. I've never done it before, and everybody's like, "Well, you know, if you do it, it will." I'm not opposed to having a backlog that's 2 years old, you know, or 2 years out. I'm not opposed to that because there is such a demand for home builders right now that, I mean, everybody that does what I do, everybody's booked out. You know, they're all 10, 15 months out. And, you know, and the biggest challenge we all face is, hey, I want my business to grow, but I want it to grow the right way. I want it to grow to where I have qualified people. And that is the problem that we're having. You know, once you hire someone and you train them, you know, you train them for 2 or 3 months and then it's like they either decide, hey, you know, I can make more money working at McDonald's. That's not necessarily the case. I'm just saying as an example, you know, it's like, why would you want to go out and work in the cold when you could sit behind a desk and do something? And that's kind of like what everybody's doing now. And it makes it hard on us that are trying to, that are in the trades, that are trying to provide services, you know, it makes it hard.
Right. Okay. Well, if we could put you in a position to pick and choose, you know, the high-end jobs using targeted keywords, I'm sure that would benefit you. Well, yeah, let me grab Andy. We'll get that rate reduced. And then that way, if you do decide you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. Hang on here.
Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what are you thinking?